Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show, Life, Love, and Liberty. I am back from Virginia. As you guys know, I'm on the move. Moving and shaking, shaking and baking, baby. All over the country, but starting in Virginia. My primary focus is in Virginia, and I'm going to tell you why. They have a general election coming up in November. That's right. Their governor, lieutenant governor, AG, constitutional offices will be filled, and they are attempting to hold on to 2 seats that are red and fill 21 others, primarily looking to flip definitely 6 for red. And when I tell you that's going to be an interesting lift, I mean that. Now, that's not to discourage you. On the contrary, I want to encourage you. Over 70% of the delegates in the state of Georgia, over 159 counties, are new. That's encouraging. They had over 5,000 delegates sign up for a drive-through convention in Virginia. But that's like historical precedence. I mean, you have historical things going on around the country that you're not going to hear about from mainstream media. So thank you for tuning into my show. I'm going to continue as my tour rolls out even bigger, wider, and more broadcast bandwidth. You're going to want to keep up with that because I'm going to be bringing you stories in real time with real people, real constituents, real people working the polls, real time eyeballs on all things election grid. And that also includes candidates, that includes your executive offices, that includes holding people accountable in real time. It also includes keeping you engaged with what's actually going on the ground, not only in Virginia, but across the country. So you're going to want to sign up for my newsletter at monicamatthews.com and keep up for whenever I'm rolling out with the actual bus. In the meantime, it's yours truly. And you are also welcome to contribute to this cause. Our site should be up this week, latest next week, but you can also contribute at monicamatthews.com. And that is for the Monica Matthews Election Integrity Tour, resurrecting the election grid and restoring trust. What do I mean by that? I, on behalf of my entire industry, I apologize to the great people of Virginia over at Liberty U this weekend to say, hey, someone's got to stand in the gap for this horrendous disservice that my industry has propagated upon this nation. And, you know, Daniel stood in the gap for his family, for his ancestors, right? I think it's important for people to understand that not everyone in media is a complete dirtbag, nor are we bought by, you know, numbers and clicks and likes and big, you know, conglomerates and no. This is a calling for me. So I am not monetized on my platforms. Perhaps I will be in the coming days. I don't know, but that is not my motivator. I've been fired for my views. I have been castigated. I have been castigated in the national media, actually, for conservative views and for telling it like it is and for telling the truth, and I'm not going to stop. So it has already cost me relationships, income. You know, it's cost me my safety. So I have to tell you, when I read that the CDC director is all scared because scientists have threatened his life, I'm like, get in line, dude. And you have the money to actually hire 6 dudes, you know, to 6 mercs to hang out with you day and night. Some of us don't, but I'm cool because I've got the Lord, I have armies of angels, and I have the Second Amendment. So there's that. And honestly, I'm not looking for trouble. And I think sometimes you find what you're looking for, and I'm not. I'm looking to be a bridge, and I'm going to tell the truth while I'm doing it. And I'm cool with that because I know the Lord goes before me and he goes behind me and he goes beside me. So I don't apologize for things I say. And I got to tell you, I'm a straight up Jesus girl, but y'all know that sometimes the Lord has got to deal with me in my potty mouth because that's just been one of my things. I don't know. Maybe it's because I was raised by a Greek and a German. And, you know, if you weren't yelling and somebody wasn't cussing, then you just didn't love each other enough. I'm just being real. So, but don't ever second guess my love for this country or you. Or Democrats, and people are super confused about their genitalia. I love everybody, but I am not tolerant of craziness, and I'm not tolerant of someone trying to abscond with my liberty or yours, and you shouldn't be either. So if nothing else, I hope we've learned through this communist regime that we're living through right now that you cannot afford to sit back and wait for people like me and people who are elected and your pastors to usher you into these green pastures of liberty that other people literally died in mud, in crap pits, in the bosom of their brothers and sisters. I mean, y'all, I watched Outpost last night, and I'm literally screaming at the television. I just cannot believe how we do our military sometimes. I just cannot believe some of the decisions that are made by brass. And now I don't know who in the actual hell thought it was a good idea to put men in a fishbowl in a predominantly just infested area of the Taliban, literally down in the middle of a valley. I mean, even your dumbest of generals. Yes, I'm referring to our favorite on the right, good old General McChrystal. That's right. Anytime you think of his name, I want you to think of DARPA. And then I want you to think of how we got here where we are now and neuro-linguistic programming and craziness and Q. And, you know, for some of you who are Q sycophants, go for it. Do your thing. I'm not judging. I'm not shaming. I'm just telling you, the great people of Virginia are out in the streets. They are getting ready for their general and they are taking classes. They are going to be armed with knowledge. And with courage. And really, those are the two things you need the most. You need knowledge to know what the heck you're looking for, what's legal, what's not, what's your right, what isn't. You need to be armed with technology, which is the other thing I'm bringing on my tour. I'm bringing secure communications in an effective way for campaigns to be able to communicate with one another without getting thrown off of your own platform. Without being spied on. I mean, it's amazing. I love it. This is amazing technology. I'm not rolling out to the general public yet, but it is something that we are in beta right now for campaigns and for various groups because election integrity matters and your election grid matters and your ability to communicate in real time without this cancel culture crap, without some partisan mess being attached to your... Listen, the number one way your enemy gets you is by wiping out your communications. If he's not confusing your communications, he's shutting them down entirely. It's not funny. It's not cute. I'm tired of hosting, a dear friend of mine calls them Facebook funerals and Twitter funerals, and people see that as a badge of honor. And I'm telling you, it is very dangerous. And instead of sitting around waiting for, you know, and some of these other platforms that you guys have been very excited about, they're kicked off on the hourly from their servers. I'm going to tell you why, because there are digital bounties on people's heads. Yes, if you've never heard that, you've heard it here first. There are digital bounties. What does that mean? There are international players who are summoned, who are deployed to take out platforms of conservatives, your servers, your ISP. I mean, people are shut down. And then they aggregate data on you. So you swim into this little fishbowl, into this little pond, you know, and there's some good bait in there. So people you like and people you respect and people you trust, and they keep telling you everything's going to be well, and it will. The best is yet to come, of course, because Jesus hasn't returned yet. So there. But in the meantime, we have a very real communist regime in the White House. Now, I'm not altogether sure who the puppet masters are. And you guys, you know, email me on the regular, Monica, what's really going on. I have friends from the Pentagon to this agency, to that agency over here, to there. And I'm just telling you, it is a, what are those stupid burger? What are those? What are those? Is it everything, anything? Who the hell knows what it is? Burger from Burger King or something. The impossible. There you go. The impossible burger. I mean, that's what we're dealing with right now. This is an impossible burger. Like, it tastes like a Whopper. It looks like it's a Whopper, but it's not a Whopper. So it's kind of like it says that it's an administration and it sounds like an administration, but no one's really sure if that's an administration. So, yeah. And sometimes you just got to laugh because it's so nuts. Our border's nuts. You have the president of Guatemala telling Kamala Harris that she's full of crap. I'm paraphrasing, of course, in Monica Southern terms, but I'm just telling you, he's like, no, girl, this is not, climate change is not why our people are fleeing to your country. It's because you guys are handing it, drop shipping t-shirts to people saying, come on in, Uncle Joe's waiting on you. You think I'm kidding? You should talk to some of the pastors and the farmers down on your border. It is unbelievable what some of these people are going through. And cartels are buying up their property. Illegal, illegal, illegal. But cartel, what do? Someone shows up with a machete, a couple of machine guns, you know, about a couple thousand rounds, holds your family hostage and looks at you and says, hey, man, we kind of like the back 10 acres. What you say? What you say, Poppy? I mean, what would you say? I don't know. You better have some ammo. And your kids, you know, better know how to shoot to protect your own land and your family. It is a mess. It is a mess. And Kamala Harris, in charge of anything, is riotous at best. Flies over the border, goes to Guatemala, and they boo her out of the country. They're still cheering for Trump because they even know what happened in 2020. So while the establishment of this country and the mainstream media would like to shame you for having one eyeball back on 2020 and one eyeball forward, which is exactly the stance that all of us should have right now, It is not American for you. It is not holy. It is not American. It is not liberty, constitutional centric, none of that. For you to simply look back at, well, that was then. We just got to move forward. Oh, really? Have you taken inventory? I mean, if your house was robbed, wouldn't you take some time to find out where the vulnerabilities are on your property? I'm serious. I mean, if you were being stalked, right, or if you were raped, and some of you hate that I make this comparison, but, you know, the term molestation is in legalese. I mean, it's all over the place. Your rights are being what? Molested. What does that mean? Someone's taking something that is actually yours. When you're physically molested, and I would know this because that was, you know, something that I've come through in my childhood. I testified before our own Senate judiciary about it. I mean, I've helped craft legislation here in the state of Georgia around this. It's a very important subject to me, right? But when you've been molested, something has been taken from you that was yours. Well, guess what, America? Your vote was taken from you. That's a molestation of your constitutional right to a fair and free election. That is something that is promised to you. And we have rapidly descended into the belly of hell as it relates to our elections. I mean, it is unbelievable. The legislation they've passed in Virginia that is comparable to HR 1, we're talking ballot harvesting, no signature verification on absentees, no IDs necessary. It is a free for all in the state of Virginia. It is insane. But those folks are still showing up by the thousands to take their state back. So the rest of us really are without excuse. So for those of us who are like one eyeball on, you know, on what's behind us, because we need to be able to assess where we were molested, where our homes were broken into, where our votes were stolen, hardware, software, the human terrain, all of that matters. Every bit of it matters. Legislation, the judiciary that seems to be dead, all of that matters. And so you're going to have to engage in lawfare. I cannot stress that enough. You need to be setting up in your communities as you're rooting out fraud. you need to align with attorneys who are constitutionally avowed. There's no way around it. So, and you need to be upending your AG offices if they're not in alignment with resurrecting your election grid. And there should be no excuse for it. None whatsoever. You should be so intolerant of this crap at this point that there's no way you're going to allow a bicameral position of authority on behalf of one party called the communists. Really, they're not even Democrats. Even the Democrats know that. They're fleeing the Democrat Party because the DNC has legit lost its mind. I'm serious. I've talked about this on my show regularly lately, that we have to be open armed in terms of there are political refugees out there. And that does not mean that all of a sudden you get all willy nilly and all beige and creamy and weird about, well, we're going to go moderate, Monica, because, you know, we just can't appear to be these crazy fringe Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republicans. I'm sorry. I haven't seen anything fringe about her since she's been in Congress. And whatever she said before that was, you know, questionable, according to mainstream media, and things that she apologized for. I mean, there were some things I was like, well, what'd you do that for? I mean, if you said it, own it. You know, if you see that we're on a trajectory for every one of us wearing burkas in the next 10 years, then own it. If you said it, own it. I mean, you have to. Now, if you were legitimately ill-informed, or maybe you've come to some different conclusion, and or people were hurt by that and you are convicted by that, but for you to be shamed into a position of an apology tour because of how you see something, no. Those days have to be over. Those days have to be over. You have to make a decision right now, right this second, listening to this broadcast, that you're no longer going to tolerate a spirit of shame and guilt as it relates to your skin color, your vote, the Constitution, our history, our beginnings, none of that. Capitalism, your individualism, our sovereignty, our borders, our military, nope, none of that. No, apology tour, over, done, canceled. That bus is, we threw that sucker off the cliff. It's on fire. It's down in the middle of the ocean. See you next. And it's going to cost you. I'm just going to tell you, it could cost you your jobs, your relationships. It's going to cost you a lot of things, but so what? If you're not willing to pay that price, quit celebrating Memorial Day. Do not buy a flag and get out in the middle of a parade for the 4th of July. Don't get all ballsy because, well, we're going to do this despite old Uncle Joe, but then we're going to have our parades and we're going to, you know, we're just going to get out there and celebrate in spite of him and burn our masks. You're right. But then whenever it comes to you actually standing up, showing up and, you know, putting things, you know, out there for people to understand and see, and I'm not talking about some distasteful, hateful rhetoric. I'm talking about just standing your ground, showing up to your boards of education meetings regarding this ridiculous critical race theory, holding your elected leaders accountable for the crap that they're spewing in our schools. I'm talking about standing up against mask mandates, walking into a store and saying, I'm not patronizing this place if you're going to force a face diaper on me. No, we're not doing that. Standing up against all of these forced vaccinations and passports and, you know, and I'm talking, you know, making a public spectacle of these things. Black Lives Matter, taking a stand against that mess, all that Marxist crap. And I'm not talking about privately, you know, where you're like, publicly, you've got your little Black Lives Matter sign out in your lawn. You guys are flying the pride flag because you don't want to be, you know, egg bombed by people who, well, you know, those are the Trump supporters over there. I remember seeing them in their Facebook posts. Yeah, I bet you they were there for January 6th too. Maybe we should call the FBI. Yeah, well, call them. If you were in the Capitol, you might have something to answer for. But if you're out on the lawn, okay. And next, answer the questions. Open the door. Have an attorney, though, and video everything. We saw what happened to General Flynn. So I'm just telling you, you're going to have to grow a pair, and you're going to have to grow a heart and a mind, and you're going to have to align with the fact that Jesus Christ died for your ultimate liberation, and that includes the liberty of this nation. Now, either you're going to be a city on a hill, or you're going to be a city in the toilet. Take your pick. But we have not been called to that life. And so some of us are out here doing what we need to do to resurrect this election grid and to restore trust. and I'm one of them. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have contributed to this tour. I am still in the process of standing this thing up. It is a lift, but it is a good lift. And I am so proud of you guys all over this nation. I am so proud to call you fellow Americans. I'm just telling you, young, old, in between, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, people showing up of all libertarians, former Democrats, liberals, Republicans, people, conservatives, you know, Americans, liberty-loving, capitalistic-centric Americans, people who see what's happening and they're like, cow farts, what is going on? Who died and made the bartender god? Who is allowing for all of this? I mean, the Jews, for the love of God, thank God they're finally standing up to say negative on the HRT. I'm sorry, the CRT. It should be the human race theory, right? We're all created equal. There you go. HRT, human race theory. The trademark, Monica Matthews. The human race theory. We're all created equal. Thank you, Alvita, my godmama. We're all one race. We're all one blood. Everyone's got to get over it. We just are. No one's better than anyone else. Everyone in the history of everything has been enslaved. So, okay. It sucks. Human fallen nature to oppress everything and everyone, including ourselves. Just how it is. So our borders are open. Guatemala's like, go home, right? We know President Trump's the rightful president. And by the way, you know, thank you for the surge of our residents now becoming trafficked and raped and molested while they're, you know, traveling, trekking to old Uncle Joe's border that's completely wide open. Now, I know Governor Abbott has said, hey, fun fact, we're going to start arresting people. All right, well, do it. Quit talking about it. I don't want to see another news publication about it. I want you to do it. The next thing I see come out of Texas should be mass incarcerations. And I'm telling you now, you should be sending donuts, cookies, flowers, medals of honor, whatever you can to your local ICE offices. I'm just saying. Those people, man, you talk about, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to end with this because I'm in a little bit of a pickle this evening and I got to go. But I did not want to miss my opportunity to come on and speak with you guys because I love you and I'm so proud of you and I'm so grateful for your encouragement of my treks and my tours and my shows. And thank you so much for sharing my work and for trusting me. That is so important to me. Thank you for trusting me. And so, and I love you and I see what's going on in your lives and you are what keep me going. You and the Lord. If I didn't know he was going before me, believe me, I would not have the courage I do. But he's going before you too. Stop waiting for President Trump to come back. Align with organizations that are doing great work. If you're curious, I will be highlighting some of them coming up here in the coming weeks. Organizations that I'm a part of, you can go and help with VFAF, Virginians for America First.org. You can also look up Alliance for Free Citizens.org. They're doing great, great work. Alliance for Free Citizens.org. They're doing wonderful thing. You see the legislation that they've crafted. I mean, they're on the move. A partner with organizations that have reputable people on board. You know where your money's going. You know where your resources are going, and then get involved. Volunteer, do whatever you can. We have time, we have talents, and we have treasure. And that's what's going to take your country back. I don't even remember what I was going to say before I got off on that, but it's important. You're important. I try to instill that every single show. You are America, the beautiful. It's not just the mountains and the trees and the seas and the white foam and all that. All that's awesome. Wonderful. Love it. But in the end, if all of that were just completely obliterated, you will hopefully be left standing and your face would be the most beautiful thing that someone else could see in that same event. I need you to own that and I need you to start seeing people around you in that same light with those same godly eyes. People are hurting. They're afraid. They're mad as hell. They're bitter. They're confused. They don't know what to believe. So go out of your way. Hold the door. Buy the coffee. Say hello to someone who doesn't look like you. You know, get on it. Do your part in your respective communities. And I know many of you are. And I'm, again, thank you. If no one has thanked you, thank you. If you're doing great things, or if you know someone in your community who is, I'll be happy to highlight them on this show, including you. Don't be shy. Drop me a note, Monica@MonicaMatthews.com. I would love to hear about what your efforts are and those around you. I would love to highlight people. And hey, as this tour is continuing, you're going to want to stay tuned, because I will be all over, primarily in Virginia, helping Virginia lift this thing off the ground and with election integrity. I'll also be all over the country helping lifts. My bus will be going all over the country. I'll be reporting in live time. So you're going to get to see the truth of what's happening on the ground, because mainstream media is not going to tell you. And I'll be partnering with other syndicates who can get the news out to you as well, other conservatives. If mainstream media wants to pick it up, I'll be happy to discuss it with them and share my footage. But in the meantime, you're going to get real-time footage of what's happening on the ground in this country. It's very important for you to stay encouraged and for you to stay engaged. All right, I love you guys. I got to run. Until tomorrow, I'll be back. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. Follow me wherever you can. Monica On Air Talk on Twitter. I'm no longer on Facebook. Thank God, that Shycom ridiculousness, that spy channel, you need to get off too. But I love you. And remember, if you're an American, do what? Act like one.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.